fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the second day of March. The prepper tip of the day is to check all your foot gear. Make sure it's in good condition, clean, good repair. The laces are in good condition. And, of course, get yourself merino wool socks. I wear my merino wool socks, whether it's 10 below zero or 100 degrees. It doesn't matter. My feet stay comfortable all year long wearing medium weight merino wool socks. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's authored, I believe, 13 books, with more on the way as he can get to them, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How's it
going?
Well,
sir, this is day number 7 of the first war between two countries in Europe. Since 1945, began that last Thursday at about maybe at dawn or an hour before dawn. So war has reared its ugly head in Europe once again, hasn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, and once again, the Rothschild banking empire is at the heart of all of this. I mean, if you understand the true history, what Putin was caught in was a CIA chess game in which he would lose no matter what he did. And so Putin is going in to throw out the CIA, the trailer trash of the United States. And so that's what's going on. So, you know, as horrible as everything is going on, while our own president cannot find the podium.
Well, I've been saying for several days now, the government of Ukraine is basically organized crime. And there were certain agreements reached between the West and Russia that have been violated in terms of what Ukraine would or would not do once they became an independent republic. The West did not live up to those agreements. And you're right. President Putin he's acting in his own self-defense. He's at a point where he basically had no choice. Is that accurate, Jim?
Right. Well, yeah, and that's the CIA chess game. And then, of course, their controlled news media comes out and and calls him the bad guy. And then, of course, he was going to be the bad guy no matter what happened. Like I say, he's thrown out the trailer trash, and that's what's going on.
Pretty amazing. And, of course, the innocent men, women, and children, they're the ones that always pay the price in every war. Isn't that true, Jim?
Well, of course. And of course, that's the planned, collateral damage that the World Bank always depends on. That's what's the Russian Revolution. They used the proletariat to further the Bolshevik movement, which they funded, and they funded the Mensheviks. And at the end of the revolution, after there was enough death and destruction, they favored the Bolsheviks. And by the time the Russian Revolution was over and the Tsar was dead, they were firmly in place in the bank. And Putin finally threw them out again recently. This is all about the World Bank. Let's put it where it is. The CIA is their police force.
Well, Jim, are you telling us that President Putin is not part of the New World Order, that he's the enemy of the New World Order? Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on. And he pulled out. He stopped selling oil and with the petrodollar. He made all of the crimes against the bank. He's committed all of them. That's why the G7 is the G7 and not the G8. Because they threw Russia out because they weren't complying with the banker's orders.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we shall see.
That's what it's all about.
Naive young American men were preparing to join the brigade to come to the aid of Ukraine, thinking they're helping the good guys, but in reality they're not, are they?
Well, you know, and this is the way they play it, and you know, people don't know who history that and. Yeah, and this is the same thing. If you look at the Russian Revolution, the young people, you know, gathering in the streets and marching and then being ridden down by horses is, you know, all part of the show. This is all part of the banker show.
So I regard the real wild card in this mess in Ukraine to be China. China's licking her lips thinking, well, is this going to provide the opportunity we need to accomplish our goals? What do you think about that, sir?
Well, of course. There's three international players right now, China, Russia, and USA. And China is doing what it has always done best, and that is sit back and wait till everybody else puts their investment in, and then they come in and soak up the rest of the residue, like the space program. China waited and waited and waited, and then finally entered the space program. And what they did is they went and purchased Russian technology, all of the docking, all of the engine technology. They simply purchased it from Russia and now are a major international space power, much, much more so than the United States. They have entire cities that are dedicated to science and space and exploration. And so instantly what they did is they waited for Russia and the U.S. to in a sense, duke it out and spend all their resources developing this technology. And then they stepped in at the last minute and bought it up for a song because Russia was out of money. And you have to understand the Russian economy is the size of Italy. You know, the Russian economy is extremely small, and you know, they have a stable population. They don't have border issues as far as people incoming, but yeah, you're absolutely right. China is just sitting by like a hyena watching the lion take down a big a bull. What do you call them? Like a water buffalo or something,
right?
And they're just waiting by the wayside till the lions get done eating, and then they go in and clean up the rest. And so that's like China. And but it's all created by ridiculous policies of the United States. But it's not the United States; it's the CIA. The CIA runs the USA, which is the police force of the World Bank. So all of this And if you listen to international news, you get much more of this story than you would in the USA, even on Fox or the so-called, you know, hard-hitting news stations. They don't cover this.
There are some things they never talk about. You'll never hear Fox News saying anything that could ever possibly harm the pharmaceutical industry. You'll never hear that on Fox.
No,
here's our
no.
And we got a caller here, Jim. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have a question on the I have a Pro Pure filter, the Traveler, the small one, and I bought filters from you in the past. I still got a couple left. But the filter I've got in there now, I guess you would have called it the ceramic filter. It fits in the smaller units. This thing just keeps on ticking. I mean, I do filter the water before I pour it in there, but it amazes me how long these filters seem to work. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
I have filters in places where I go to where I brought filters, gravity filters, and made plastic containers. But the filters have been cleaned to the point, because this is in a place where there's no chemical pollution. It's just filtering out kind of like sediment and things like that. But cleaning these filters by simply rubbing them with a Scotch-Brite pad, have used them over 10 years, and they get down to the point where there's hardly no ceramic left. And they're you know, finally some of them rubbed to the point where it actually wore through that thick layer of ceramic. And so, yeah, they if you don't have a chemical issue, just by cleaning them, they will last for kind of forever, yeah.
Now, on your website, when you talk about, you have that new filter which fits in the bigger units but not in the Traveler. And then when I went down the list, you still had, I believe, that 6-inch filter or whatever you call it for $39. Is that the same filters that I've been buying from you?
Yeah. Yeah, if you were getting the short ones.
Yes, the short ones.
By the way, the 7 inches will fit in a Traveler. They,
will,
they will fit in there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I don't have to trim the top.
Yeah,
one.
You have. No, you have. No. Don't cut anything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is great information. No. I appreciate it, sir.
No,
thank you very much.
Yeah, and but you can get they're called 5 or 6 inch. Those are still available. So yeah, and that's a good choice.
I made a good choice in the beginning by buying them from you in the first place. So there it is.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Good report.
All right. Thank you very much. Our next caller is Sharon.
And all that's available through your page, John,
by the way.
Right,
my website.
Anybody that goes through your web page, all that product line is still there.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John and Jim. Jim, I was calling in while you were talking to that other guy, and I do have a question about filters, but that's not why I called in. Now, your new filters, do they still work in a Berkey gravity feed type system?
Yeah, those are all the same. The size of the filter housing for Berkey, for the original one was a Dalton back in the 90s. So, yeah, that fits all of those, and the hole size is the same. Everybody copied the Dalton is what happened. Okay. Berkey and, all of the other ones. There are too many to name now. But, yeah, they all fit. These filter elements fit all of them, or any of them.
Okay. Someone was talking about some predictions that Edward Casey made years ago, and he said something about, so the area of the Soviet Union, because I think that's what it was at the time, it was the most stable landmass in the world as far as things about, volcanoes and earthquakes. It's the only thing.
Right.
And that they would there would be people fleeing that way if there's a big... It was something about it. They were going to take in a lot of people because their area was so stable. And I had something else, but I was
there are many places. By the way, there are many places like that. The Canadian Shield, which is about a third of North America, is stable like that also. It's the oldest volcanic plate on the planet.
Well, what latitude is that? Stable.
Well, it goes down to like 40 degrees and up to about 20 degrees from the pole, and a third of the United States and probably half of Canada. And then there's the Hindu Kush, which is in India, which is another major plateau that those mountain ranges sit on. So Russia's the biggest country in the world, but it's not unique in that sense.
Now the Hindu
stable.
Kush, is that the mountain range you're talking about? Is that the Himalayas, or is that one of their other mountains?
The Himalayas.
Okay, I just remembered what it called about. Where did you say the North Pole was before it shifted to our present North Pole? I thought you were saying something around Wisconsin or something like that.
Well, no, north of, since people are not familiar with the Canadian provinces, what I say is it's north of the state of Michigan, because most people know where that is. But you go up into Hudson Bay, which is north of the state of Michigan in Canada. So the total pole shift was about, let me quick grab a globe here. I'm actually going to give you a number. Let me see. It would be about 20 degrees north, 20 degrees off the pole. So the pole shift was around, it could have been as much as 30 degrees to where it is now. And, of course, the magnetic pole is still trying to catch up and get back to concurrent with the geopole, which was in the last 10,000 years. But the other thing is there were many minor changes in that time. So the big change came when Venus came by Earth the second time. And that's when the big pole shift occurred. But there were many throughout history. In fact, Earth has lost its atmosphere during its history, where it completely changed its atmosphere and lost it, and then regrew it, and then came up to a water planet again.
Well, I've heard, some information about there being like four or five great cataclysmic events that destroyed the Earth, or most of the people on it, or something. So if it lost its atmosphere at one time, if there were any people on
that's way back, they
would have been gone, right?
No. Yeah, no. That was when there were little creatures like shell animals and things like that. So that was a long, long time ago. That was not, in recent history.
Well, yeah.
But the Earth's atmosphere changed considerably when Venus came by. That we know, because the ancients never had, rainbows. And remember that after Noah, God produced the rainbow, and so the atmosphere was so thick before the Great Flood that there were no rainbows, because you need very specific atmospheric conditions to have a rainbow. And so the first time that the humans saw rainbows was after the Noah's Flood.
Well, do you agree with the information that says that there used to be about twice as much oxygen in the atmosphere? And I'll listen off air. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Chair. We have a break. We'll get Jim's response after the break. Stay tuned.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Excellent devices that the Department of Defense uses that you can get also to protect your car, your generator, and your home. EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have a weekly radio show with archives going back 20 years, I believe. Please let people know how they can listen to your live show and to the archives.
Thank you, John. And that would be every Thursday evening. That would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2. James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and yes, in its 22nd year. And this and all the archives are on my webpage, commercial free, as it has been. I've been in that same time slot since the very beginning. So very interesting. And this year, I'm dedicating the entire year to a history of my discoveries. And so right now, March is the month I'm talking about, the Cornell years. So I think people should listen to this to understand really the history of science and what's going on in the solar system, because these are packed with information. And then I'll go through the history So the Cornell years were 79 to 81, two academic years. And then after that, all of the things that I experienced and all the things that I did relative to science, all the way up to the present, and that'll end up next December. So a lot of information, and people should listen to this because they really are missing a lot of history. And so the other thing I wanted to mention is when the caller called about the pole shift, I think I said 20 degrees, it's 30 degrees. It's about 30 degrees from the North Pole in Hudson Bay, and there are very exact locations. It's not like maybe here or there. It's very exact locations, and we get these locations from surveying ancient sites, and something that I did back in the 90s. More people are doing this now. I mentioned Mark Gaffney is coming out with a second book dealing with this issue. Mark Carlotto has worked on this. A lot of people are realizing that the Earth had a major pole shift. And of course, the Earth just doesn't jump up and do this by itself. Something from outside causes this. And the causation of the last pole shift was the passage of Venus the comet as it was working its way in to become the planet we know today. And we get this from, this was what Velikovsky was all about. He was very right in everything he did, talking about the major Earth changes that happened as a result of, and he was talking specifically about Venus, but these kind of events have happened many times in Earth's history. And so anyway, I could go on and on, but.
Okay. I believe Sherry also had a question about the oxygen percentage being double what it is now. She wanted
your input. If you go from the 1980s, in fact, there's an expression. It's called 1880. And if you're in the, if you study, for example, the carbon dioxide issue, which say Elon Musk is active. I mean, Musk is a pretty smart guy. I don't agree with everything he does, like putting thousands of satellites up in the air. But he's a pretty smart guy, and he understands these things. He understands that the CO usage, it's not the greenhouse effect and the warming that's the issue. It's the fact that we're burning up this oxygen. So when we talk about increased CO2, there's reduced oxygen that goes into burning these fuels. And so anyway, it's something that I work on, something I've known about, but there's the term 1880. What's 1880? That's before we started burning fuels on a large scale. And so the idea is to get back to that level, and there are estimates. We don't have a good reading, but it's estimated that about 25 to 35% of the world's oxygen has been consumed in burning so-called fossil fuels, which is a misnomer also. They're not resulting from dinosaur bones decaying in the ground. What a ridiculous concept.
It is.
You know, but people still say fossil fuels. It's not fossil fuel.
Absolutely.
But anyway, that's the miseducation of the public in a nutshell. But okay. Anyway, so 1880 is the time frame we want to get back to, and take the CO2 and break it apart, which is a very difficult thing to do. It's a very strong chemical bond, like water. And so anyway, it's not quite double, but we burned up a lot of the Earth's oxygen supply, and we have to return that. So part of the sequestration of CO2 is not just taking CO2 and putting it in a cement block or something where it goes away. We got to break it apart and get the oxygen back into the atmosphere. That's the bigger part of the story, not global warming.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing. Jim, our next caller is David in Washington. Good morning, David. Hold on, David, through the break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Happy to report we have new real estate listings at my website. These are beautiful properties in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, where I live. You might want to check those out. And we also have the satellite telephones. Satellite telephones are being in use every day now in Ukraine because, well, they work when nothing else works. And last but not least, energy cleaners. All you energy cleaner owners out there, you've had your energy cleaner for some period of time, you might want to check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful, warm, and cozy. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. They come in two different colors, taupe, which is light brown, and gray, only $75, shipping included. We have with us Professor McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And our next caller is David in Washington. Good morning, David.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. So, Jim, of course, a longtime listener, and throughout the years, we've talked about, standard science, that is, has talked about, black, dark matter, which always purpose of band-aiding their broken theories. So, obviously, through the decades, they keep on talking about black holes. They make movies about what black holes look like, what they are, et cetera, et cetera. So, my question is, in your cosmology, obviously, you've well-defined, you know, how a solar system works, but how much have you theorized about what objects like black holes actually are? What are they seeing? What do you think they actually are versus what we're being told? In addition to other objects like quasars and supernovas, that type of thing.
Right. There are massive objects, but the idea of the black hole is a gravitational issue with general relativity. General relativity doesn't work. It's this warping of space-time. This is something that happens because you add in relativistic effects, like special relativistic effects. But as far as this idea of a black hole drawing in light, gravity does not affect light. And that's one of the big misnomers. There's some good things that came out of general relativity, like the curved space-time tensor analysis of understanding. It's a step up of Newtonian understanding and linear calculus. So anyway, there's some good things that came out of general relativity, but the black hole, dark matter, all of that is nonsense. It is simply nonsense. In fact, this morning I just saw there's an article that came out, and they're seeing two, they call them black holes, orbiting each other near the center of our galaxy. And they say that they will eventually collide. Okay, so that's interesting. But they're not black holes. They're just very massive objects. And what's really interesting is that when you see the bending of light of the stars that are in the background, it doesn't correspond with the physical position of these objects. It corresponds with a pulsation that's going on with the bigger one, which is an electrical effect. So every time they put out some data, they just step all over themselves because they don't understand. And this has been going on forever. But yeah, the dark matter, the dark energy are ridiculous. They're still searching for them. They can't define them. They're giving Nobel Prizes for people who talk about them. It's beyond absurd. You know, Tesla recognized that. Einstein recognized that. In fact, Einstein was the biggest proponent against general relativity. That's not well known. The general relativity got railroaded into prominence by Arthur Eddington, and because he wanted to be the smartest man in the world. And say only seven people in the world understand it. Well, no, it was garbage to begin with, and Einstein knew that because it didn't include the electric and magnetic fields. How could gravity affect light when there was no known effect from electricity and magnetism? And that's what I came up with when I was at Cornell, was the induced electric dipole redshift, which is what's really going on. It's an electrical effect, and there's dozens of experiments which prove that. In fact, you can set up the induced electric dipole redshift in a laboratory. I've done this in front of groups of students, and but the science community is just nose up in the air, in their ivory towers. But remember that they're tier two science, and they're allowed to exist to bring all of this crapola to the public, when the real science, the tier one science, you never see. So anyway, that's the short version.
Sure. What have you thought about as far as our theories, what would trigger
John, do you hear? I'm not hearing you.
It's breaking up. You know.
Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear me better now?
That's better. Yeah, much better. Go ahead, David.
Okay. What in your theoretical work, what do you think would trigger a supernova?
Well, the you have to understand that the fusion is up in the upper atmosphere. It's not in the core. So when you see a supernova, it's just like any fire. It's the fusion fires in these objects are it's an electrical fire. It's the electrical discharges that are causing the fusion to continue. So anyway, that's what's going on. So it's just an explosion of the atmosphere. It's not the core. The fusion is not at the core.
So on a situation like that, what would be the difference between, I guess, what we call a stable star like our own, where the fusion in the atmosphere is stabilized versus something that is super bright that they observe? Obviously, no one's gotten close to one to see what it really is. But what do you think the difference would be?
But it's just a more controlled environment. Our sun happens to be temporarily stable, but it varies on a minute-to-minute basis. It's literally changing all the time. And right now we're in a very low ebb because Hale-Bopp discharged the solar capacitor. I talk about that in my books, in the weather book, etc., about the stability of the sun and the fusion in the atmosphere.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Any follow-up, Jim, before we move on to our next caller?
Yeah, I talk about this a lot. And so these are topics, you know, quasars and things, you know. So what is a quasar? It's simply a more active galactic nucleus with a high non-uniform electric field, and so it gives a much bigger redshift. And so anyway, and typically they're associated with a galaxy, so they're like a planet of a galactic nucleus, and that's part of why they're discharging much more than other fusion-based objects. So they become much hotter, and the electrical fire is much stronger, so they get a higher proton wind, which causes a bigger capacitor, which causes a bigger redshift. That's what it's all about. It's not about being far away or the Hubble constant. That's all fairy tale science again.
Amazing. Our next caller is, yes, thank you, sir. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. It's always good to hear you on here. I was just curious. Many years ago, I read a book called Ice, where it was talking about a pole shift that was being caused by buildup of ice in the Antarctic. And I was wondering what you think about that. And the other question is that it seems to happen that we have these pole shifts about every 10,000 years, and I would like to hear you comment on that. And finally, one last thing is, have you ever heard of what is called Tartaria, or the Greater Tartaria and the mudslide? And, you know, that's really three different questions, but I just wanted to ask you if you were know anything about those subjects.
Okay. Just a second. The first one was, let me see, about the ice building up on one side of the Earth and causing a pole shift. No, that would cause a wobble. It would cause a wobble, not a pole shift. And so that's completely fairy tale also. And that's an effort of standard science to try and cover up the fact that something changed and that they're trying to make a model where the Earth just did it by itself. It's impossible. Let me ask you a question. How would a gymnast do in outer space with no track or bars or rings or anything else that they use? If a gymnast was in outer space, how would they do their gymnastics? Because they have nothing to push against or pull against. They couldn't. It's impossible. It's impossible for an object to change its angular momentum in space without something pushing on it. So that's just a physical fact. So for a pole shift to occur, you need something from outside to affect it. Okay? Simple physics 101. But you have the biggest problem in physics today and space science astronomy is those people don't have any background in physics or mathematics. They probably took physics 101 and maybe got a C in it, and then they went on to be astronomers and space scientists. And, you know, so they don't know anything. they don't understand anything, any physical principles. So somebody that would say that the ice built up over here and caused the pole shift is an idiot. Okay, Tartaria is a region that they speculated was, it's in basically Russia, and I'm not sure why you brought that up.
Well, because there's been people that have said that they had a civilization, and that there was a huge mudslide that was occurred on the earth, and that it covered up some of the civilization, and that that the Tartarians, and that a lot of the stuff we have today is like Tesla stuff, that it was covered up in there, but that they know about it, and they try to keep it secret. Hello?
Jim, did you hear Charlie's question? Looks like Jim, we lost Jim.
All right,
he'll be back.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Uh-huh. Jim will be back here momentarily. We got another caller on hold, and once Jim gets back, we'll bring up the other caller, because I'm sure his question is for Professor McCanny and not for me. Don't want to have to ask him, have him ask it twice. Well, I always look forward to Jim's been a friend. We've met in person several times, and it's been great knowing Jim McCanny. If there's such a thing as Renaissance Man, that's Professor McCanny. So many interests he has, so many areas of expertise. He's just a great guy. He's just all around great guy. I want to take this moment to encourage everybody to pray. Our world, our country, our families need thoughtful, sincere prayer. We really do. What's going on is Satan on the loose, quite frankly. I was just reading a headline at Steve Quayle's website about Russian POWs crying because they didn't know that they were invading a country at peace to attack peaceful people. The Russian soldiers are just regular guys too, for the majority of them. They're not hired killers. They're doing what they're ordered to do, and they're being lied to by their bosses, who may also being lied to also. I don't know how far up the food chain that goes. It's a very unfortunate circumstance. The Russian soldiers think that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons. They're not told that they're invading a country at peace to attack peaceful people defending their homeland. They're not being told that at all. They're being told they're going after the Nazis. Well, there are a few thousand men who apparently subscribe to the ideals of the Socialist Party that was in Germany back in the 1930s and 40s. I don't know how that works, quite frankly. I really don't, but apparently they do. It seems like a pretty bizarre mindset to me. Regardless, there's a lot going on that is very, very dangerous. And the men I know, the men I trust to look in such matters, we are in absolute concurrence that China is the wild card. My friend Jeff Nyquist agrees. Steve Van Noon agrees. We heard Professor McCanny agree. China is the wild card in this whole mess. They've got their own agenda, and they plan on capturing Taiwan. They plan on colonizing the United States with no Americans being alive to stop them. They plan on, and they already are, colonizing sub-Sahara Africa. That's Africa below the Sahara Desert. They don't want the Sahara Desert for obvious reasons. So there's a lot on our plate. So, in addition to thoughtful prayer, you may want to look into getting some skills that would be useful. Are you living alone and more concerned about your future? Well, what would make you valuable to a group of men and women? Well, here's two things that would make you valuable. Being a licensed ham radio operator with the ham radio equipment and having advanced first aid training and CPR training with the equipment to go with it. Okay, well, it looks like Professor Mechanic may not be with us. We're my engineer is diligently working to get him back, but it may or may not happen. Jim frequently is in areas with the... And we have a break. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
That is the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Their CDs are for sale at my website. A fine group of young men and women. They're all below 18 years of age. They have to graduate, move on when they reach their 18th birthday in beautiful St. Charles County, Missouri. And their CDs are for sale to help them pay for uniforms and instruments and travel at my website at thelibertyman.com. And it looks like we have no callers, and we have a break coming up here in about 3 minutes. I want to take this time just to urge all of you to stay up to speed on what's going on. These are certainly perilous times for our nation and for the world. I can tell you from firsthand experience, Once you have a two-year supply of food for you and your family, medical supplies laid in, and you'll be feeling a lot better. Looks like John from Texas is with us. Go ahead, John. What's your question or comment, sir?
I had a question for Professor McCanny, which he's not on, is he?
He'll be back by next Wednesday. So anything else we can help you with, sir?
Yes. I wanted to ask him what his view was of the breakup of the Soviet Union and whether he thought it was in any sense genuine or if it was a complete strategic deception, like Singlaub said or J.R. Nyquist.
Well, obviously it was, and that's well documented. You can call back next Wednesday and ask Jim yourself your question, John. You're welcome to do that, sir. Okay.
I wish you could set up a debate between him and Professor McCanny and J.R. Nyquist, and they can debate their worldviews.
Well,
see how
that
they
may happen.
Compare and contrast.
See. Okay. Thank you for your call, John. We appreciate it. As I was saying before John was on just a moment ago, peace of mind is a really big deal. I know when lots of things give you peace of mind. Having your pantry full of food for the next week gives you peace of mind. Having your pantry full of food for the next 2 years will give you peace of mind. Various medical supplies, ammunition, fuel to keep you warm all winter, having that on hand. A way to make electricity when the power grid's down. Having your EMP shield devices, you both own them and have them properly installed. All these things will give you peace of mind. And once you do that, you can have more time to just enjoy life, which is, isn't that what life's supposed to be about, is enjoying life, spending time doing the things that you love to do, whatever it might be. We all have our hobbies, hopefully. And the time you spend with friends and family, the people you love, the people you like to be around, that's what life should be all about. And once you've achieved certain goals, you'll have more discretionary time to do those things. Very few people will reach their older years regretting that they didn't work more. Almost nobody will do that. There could be some, but I think that's a pretty rare thing. So work on what you need to work on to get your supplies squared away, get your skills. Here's our break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.